see, we were talking about animals last night.
I believe it was clothes, I think it was.
What do people raise sheep for?
Well, I reckon for the wool. I think we had, I believe you asked me that last question. Well, that's the last one.
Yeah.
For wool and meat, mutton, there, they kill them, we eat them. And wool, just make clothes out of, and all kinds.
Okay, and tell me about hogs.
About hogs?
Uh-huh. What, you know, you have different names for them at different sizes.
Yeah, we are top hog is 190 to 220, I think, really, premium hog. And then a heavy hog is when you get large in there. Then we have old sows and old stags, bulls and cattle. Stuff, they sell all those.
Uh-huh.
And then kinds of hogs.
When they're first born, you don't call them hogs.
Pig, little pig.
Okay. Then what?
Then shorts.
Okay.
And then I'd say after that would be a choice top prime hog.
Uh-huh.
Have to call them shorts. Then the next prime, it would be a heavy hog.
Yeah.
It's from 220 to 260 or 280, heavy hog. And then when you have a heavy hog, would be a still larger hog.
Yeah.
And then they go back to old sows. That means usually about 300. You all have seen one. Get them over 300.
Yeah.
And ways to sell them, you know. Most of them try to sell them. They get a pretty little premium price. But if they sell them at 190 to 220,
mm-hmm.
or 210 or something like that. I don't know if it's 210 or 220, but a little over 200.
Yeah. A sow has already had pigs, right?
Huh?
A sow has already had pigs, right?
Already had pigs?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean when you sell them?
Well, the word sow.
Oh. Yeah, brood sows. And what do you call them? Mean when you...
What
do you call them?
Yeah.
I always call them just sows.
What if they've never had pigs? Do you call it
salmon? Uh-huh. Call it that. Well, I don't know. I just call them a gift if they had never had peas.
Okay.
That's when I figured when they'd be sour when they've had peas.
What about male hogs? What do they call?
They're called a bull hog. And they when they castrate them in, they're a stag. Lots of them keep them and castrate them, then kill them, fatten them and kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Eat them. And nowadays, they sell them. Take them to market. They'll buy them. Used to when I was young, they wouldn't buy them at all. Couldn't sell one.
Is a stag a boar that's been castrated after he's full grown?
Mm-hmm.
What if
he's
castrated when he's a
pig? You can sell him at a big high price.
Is he called a stag then?
Well, if he's big enough, but usually if you could... you say smaller, you just be one as a heavy hog. I think you can buy as a heavy hog. If it does, they grow out a lot of long touches and things as you get a little age on them. And I've seen people take horseshoe snippers and pinch them out. And snippers what you pinch your horseshoes hoof with, you know. That way come them off with it.
Yeah.
Put the horseshoe on there and then have a raft, you rest it at the foot and then put the shoe on and nail it on. You ever see anybody shoe hard? Well, they get that foot just as clean and nice and smooth as it can, and then they put that hot shoe on there and burn a little and they'll trim it a little bit. And then they'll take his nail and dry them on and take his raft and cut a little trench down on them and then take a hammer like that, mash those nails, clinch them, and down in that little trench. Of course, sometimes they'll stay.